Do you know someone who has trouble holding on or accepting their truth, their self-truth? I once had a friend who convinced herself to hold on to her size 4 dresses. She even went as far as buying size 4 dresses, although she was a size 8 and 5 feet tall. Some might say that was a great motivator, but actually, it was the opposite. Holding on to those size 4 was preventing her from embracing her truth. And it was demotivating because she couldn't accept the change or embrace and love who she was in the present. I reviewed it as her punishing herself. I remember telling her to make a decision to stay stuck in the past or embrace the future and give herself permission to be and feel good with where she is today. That's called acceptance or reality. It wasn't as if her weight was life-threatening. It wasn't as if she looked bad. She was very attractive. But in her mind, she felt as if she wasn't good enough or her size determined her self-worth. It may sound funny, but it's not meant to be funny. During that time, back in the early 80s and 90s, beauty was based on a tiny size, shape, and a length of a woman's hair. Sadly enough, most of us have been there at some point of our lives. But what's even sadder is some women are still stuck there, allowing society to determine their beauty. They say beauty is in the eyes of the beholder. Well, your beauty starts within and how you see it, not how others dictate what your beauty should be, feel, or look like. I admire women who have decided to be comfortable in their own skin based on their own rules. There's nothing like a full-shaped woman who might even be bald that has so much confidence that she sucks up the air in the room. Again, she made the decision to accept her truth, whatever that is, and freed herself. That has allowed her to blossom and not allow anyone or anything to hold her back. Her truth, her acceptance, her reality, her rules.